Now, a story about the struggle for democracy in Africa. For the past 3 weeks, the tiny West African nation of Togo has been in political turmoil. When the longtime president, Nasingbe Iyadema, died suddenly, the Togolese army installed his son, Faure Gnassingbé, as the new president. This caused an outcry among Togo's 5 million people and abroad. The African Union and the Economic Community of West African States imposed sanctions. Yesterday, under this pressure, the new Togolese leader resigned. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton filed this report from the capital, Lomé, where there have been popular protests.
Parliament in Togo was back in emergency session again late last night to elect a new speaker and a new interim president. Lawmakers had had a busy few weeks amending the constitution and then reversing some of those changes under growing international pressure. Hours after President Gnassingbé Eyadema died of a heart attack on February 5th, Parliament endorsed the army's decision to anoint his son, Faure Gnassingbé, as Togo's new leader. It was a move almost universally denounced by the African Union, the European Union, the United States, and by the opposition, including these angry women. Walking around the Sandy Asigame market in downtown seaside Lomé, where once almost everyone was afraid to speak out openly, these young vegetable traders jostled to have their views heard. The message was unanimous.
No, Faure Gnassingbé must go. 40 years of his father as president is enough. And now they want to force his son on us. No, we cannot accept that. We Togolese are tired. This country isn't just someone's personal kingdom or property to do whatever they like with. We want to choose our own leader, our president, at the ballot box like a true democracy. We want change.
Eventually, Faure Gnassingbé did step down last night, and he's now his party's presidential candidate in forthcoming elections in Togo. But he only quit after African political heavyweights kept up the pressure, including the head of the African Union Commission, Alpha Omar Konaré.
Faure doit partir, c'est ce que tout le monde demande aujourd'hui, à la suite de ces coups d'État-là qui risquent de faire lésion.
Konaré called the transition from father to son in Togo a coup d'état, insisting that Faure Gnassingbé must resign before any poll. Today, at rival weekend rallies organized by the governing party and the opposition, one of Gnassingbe's supporters said his decision to step aside was both honorable and mature.
It was a sign of humbleness that he showed everybody. He's not greedy. He doesn't want to be in power just to be in power. And he keep in mind the greatest interest of the country. That's why he decided to resign, so everybody can have an equal and a fair chance to be a candidate to the election.
But the Togolese opposition is not being so generous. Late President Eyadema's opponents look back and remember how he staged Africa's first post-independence coup and kept a stranglehold on his country. He thwarted virtually all opposition with the help of a ruthless army. That, says the young government supporter, is history. And he's pinning his hopes on Eyadema's son, Faure, a 39-year-old technocrat with an MBA from George Washington University.
This is a good choice, and this is the best one actually in Togo. He's the only one that can bring everybody together, and he's young, he's intellectual, and he has every asset we will need to bring this country in progress.
Right now, almost everyone in Togo is hoping that when election day finally arrives, this time, the poll to choose their new president will be free and fair. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Lomé.
Tomorrow we'll have a report from the Central African nation of Burundi. People there are preparing to vote on a new constitution that will require the two main ethnic groups, Hutus and Tutsis, to share power.